A new plan for children's mental health is required under legislation passed last year by the General Assembly in response to the school shooting in Newtown. DCF Commissioner Joette Katz spoke with mental health providers and others on Tuesday about the need for the plan.
We have to make Connecticut a much safer place for our children by helping our families and communities become more capable of raising their children and making sure that they are healthy, safe, smart, and strong. That's DCF's mission. I believe it's all of our mission.
DCF plans to hold at least a dozen public forums and work with families, advocates, and mental health experts to develop a plan by October. It will cover issues like early identification and prevention of mental illness, as well as focusing on autism and disabilities. Another challenge is insurance coverage for mental health services. Sherry Perlstein is the president of the Child Guidance Center of Southern Connecticut. She says mental health services like what her clinic offers are actually more accessible for the state's lower-income children who are covered by the state's Husky Health Plan.
I would say that there is now a reverse discrimination, that families who have some means now find it harder than families who have Husky coverage to get access to all the levels of care that are required for a kid.
She says that's because of expensive deductibles for families who have private insurance. Stuart Greenbaum, the executive director of the Child Guidance Center of Mid-Fairfield County, says they have a waiting list of 40 people and just don't have the capacity to meet the great need for mental health services for children.
Some of the issues that are being presented at our doorstep are so serious and so complicated that they need longer-term care than the short-term care that many of these commercial insurers are willing to allow us. And so this is a possibility to really deal with that issue.
But Greenbaum says he's concerned about how long the process will take. He says at his clinic he's dealing with parents and children who need access to services now. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.